crowds, music, color, and excitement. Well, it's just too bad. Now let's see what a dot looks like. Look closely at this dot. Closer still. Here we see thousands of tiny dots arranged very close to dots. This dot helps to make dots possible. Great banks of dots swivel down to flood the dots. But normally our dots don't notice the dots. It's a mighty busy dot when a dot is being made from the dots. Using the same dots and identical dots, the dots are made in advance. Tiny dots simply ascending dots from a dot. Here's the way it works. Inside the magic electric dot is tiny dots, one of the most important parts of which is these dots called the dots. It is a rectangular dot covered with billions of tiny, tiny dots arranged very close to dots, like dots. The dots go through these dots and fall on the photoelectric dots. Some of the dots receive lots of dots, others very tiny dots. Each dot builds up a corresponding electrical dot. These dots collectively make up an electrical dot on the dots. These dots with their electrical dots are scanned by a stream of dots. The scanning dot skips every other dot and returns to scan the remainder of the dots, completing 30 dots a dot. Each dot is composed of 525 individual scanning dots. An electrical dot is released each time this dot covers a group of the photoelectric dots. Each separate dot travels from the sensitive dot of the iconodot in dots over dots to the dot station, where it is then sent out into dots to be picked up by the dots connected to dot receivers. Here the electrical dots are carried to another magic dot called the dot, and are used to control another stream of dots which bombard the dots to the dots, which is really the viewing dot. When the dot strikes this fluorescent dot, each electrical dot is changed back into a dot. In other words, each dot picked up by the dots of tiny photoelectric dots in the dots dots creates a corresponding dot on the receiving dots. It moves back and forth so rapidly, actually more than 2.5 dots per dot, that a complete dot is formed almost dotly. The quick succession of 30 tiny dots a dot produces the apparent dots. That is why the tiny dots we see on the dots of our tiny dot receiver seem to move. Just as the modern dot is the result of dots, scientific dots by countless miles of actual dots is the result of endless dots and new dots by patient dots toiling in the dots, by dots, through constant dots. Today we sit back in roomy, comfortably cushioned dots, in steel dots, insulated against the dots, surrounded by tiny dots, of crystal clear dots, controlling the dots to our dots.